brought to you by Penguin.
The Wartime Bookshop by Leslie Eames, read by Polly Edsel. Chapter 1. Alice. January 1940. Churchwood, Hertfordshire, England. Only 2 weeks had passed since Alice Lovell's move to Churchwood, and with her injured hand making the simplest task slow and uncomfortable, she'd spent most of that time unpacking, instead of getting to know the village's other residents. Even so, she'd learned enough for her steps to falter as she neared the shops and saw the bulldog-like figure of Naomi Harrington up ahead. Mrs. Harrington was a woman who clearly loved to take charge, so already Alice thought of her as Churchwood's social sergeant major, although perhaps she'd prefer to be likened to a more senior rank. Colonel, brigadier, or even major general, perhaps. Middle-aged and wealthy, she had an air of authority in both her bearing and her dress. Today's outfit was typical: a cream blouse and tweed suit in a countryside brown that resembled military khaki, covering what was doubtless a sturdy corset. A matching hat sporting a small feather, like regimental insignia, completed the picture. As befitted a person of power, she was accompanied by a second-in-command, though Marjorie Plym was her physical opposite. Tall and lanky, Miss Plym had shoulders that drooped, like the curve of a question mark. Her dull grey coat and hat drooped too, and she had none of Mrs. Harrington's forcefulness. In fact, Alice suspected Miss Plym of being rather silly. Judging from the clipboard Miss Plym was holding to her skinny bosom, Alice guessed that the two women were on the watch for passers-by to recruit to some sort of project. It might be the sort of project that would do good in the world, but much as Alice wanted to do good, and find friends too, she recoiled from the thought of being bullied into a situation she might find awkward, and even humiliating, given the state of her hand. Hoping she hadn't been spotted, Alice turned to the nearest shop window, intending to linger until the women had moved away, or were so busy recruiting someone else that she could sidle past unnoticed. The window belonged to the cobbler, and contained only a dull display of shoe polishes, brushes and laces. But Alice remained there anyway, reading an advertisement about the durability of Hexton's leather soles, until she noticed the cobbler nodding at her through the glass, as though encouraging her to step inside. Embarrassed at having no business for him, Alice turned away, and saw that Mrs. Harrington had not only spotted her, but appeared to be waiting for her. Sighing, Alice walked on, quickening her pace to give the impression that she had no time for chatting, though she still nodded politely. "Mrs. Harrington, Mrs. Plym." Naomi Harrington wasn't to be thwarted so easily.
"Just the person."
Oh, heavens, just the person for what? Reluctantly, Alice came to a halt.
"First aid classes," Mrs. Harrington explained. "With a war on, many of our doctors and nurses are going to be busy looking after our servicemen overseas or in hospitals here at home. Looking after injured civilians, too. We owe it to King and country to make as few demands on the medically qualified as possible. That means ensuring we have the skills to look after ourselves and each other."
Alice's dismay must have shown on her face, because Mrs. Harrington frowned.
"The enemy may not have attacked us here in Britain yet, Miss Lovell, but it can only be a matter of time. You weren't born when the 1914 war was raging, but I have clear memories of the devastation wrought by the bombs dropped by those dreadful Zeppelins and Gotha airplanes. The injuries and loss of life were terrible. Modern airplanes are likely to bring even more destruction."
"I don't doubt it." Alice had no argument with Mrs. Harrington's account of the earlier war, or with her prediction that the current conflict might prove to be even more tragic. As for learning basic nursing and first aid, Alice was in favour of it, even in peacetime. But she foresaw...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?